Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Back in the day, 61 was old. Look at us, Donnie. You got grandmas in the club still.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
By the way, let me clear something up. And I got to do that too. Javier in Vacaville is fully employed. He's both a teacher and a football coach. We love you, Javi.
You were just playing one.
Of course.
Back to Moonchild.
Yeah, you're wrong again.
No, I'm half 50-50.
No, you're wrong.
Steiny, a Moonchild refers to a person born under the zodiac sign of Cancer. As Cancer is the sign ruled by the moon, making it the ultimate moon child in astrology. One up for the goo.
There are 12 signs of the zodiac. Moonchild is not one of them. Aries, Cancer, Libra, Capricorn, Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, Aquarius, Gemini, Virgo, Sagittarius, and Pisces.
But it may be
a subgroup, but it's not.
If you're in a bar and somebody says, hey, I'm a moon child, the goo taught you today that, oh, you're a Cancer. Because that's what Moonchild is under the Cancer.
All right.
Can you talk about what Carter sent us during the break?
Why don't you talk about it?
Okay. We know Jimmy Butler and the Warriors are, what was it, Southern Cal?
San Diego.
And they're having their version of their, mini training camp. And Kuminga can't be there, and we understand why. So Aaron Turner, who was awesome and joined us last Friday, at this time, Steiny, put up a video of Kuminga, an open gym, and I'm looking at the video of who the open gym is with, and it looked like they were playing full court, Steiny. It looked like you and I out there. Yikes. Don't know if that's the best competition.
You don't think he had the ha-ha?
It ain't about the ha-ha. Who you doing the ha-ha with?
You don't have the ha-ha.
Well, it looked like he was doing it with a guy that kind of looked a little like me. Serving him up an easy block. Hey, Jonathan, let me do this layup and you pin it. And then we'll send that out on social media.
Get him to Diego as fast as possible. I don't know, man. I didn't like that, Steiny. Well,
yeah. Let's go to Doug in Berkeley. Get back to the Niners. Hey, Doug. Doug in Berkeley, going once. He's done.
Yeah.
It wasn't going to end well anyway. We haven't heard from Brock Purdy. He met the media yesterday, and it feels like he's would it be accurate to say it feels like he's trending toward playing?
What did he
Brock
say?
Brock Purdy?
I'd love words. I'll be able to tell you.
Here we go.
It's been good. Really like where I'm at with the progress with it healing up and feeling better and dropping back, throwing, and like where I'm at. So it's been good.
So you're playing Sunday for sure.
We'll see. Yeah, I'm taking it day by day still, but I feel a lot better.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, Mr. Interpreter.
I'm going to do you. I don't feel any more confident that he's playing Sunday, so I'm asking you, what did you get from that to where you're like, ooh, I feel it?
Yeah, he's playing.
But what's giving you that?
This.
It's been good. Really like where I'm at with the progress with it healing up and feeling better and dropping back, throwing, and like where I'm at. So it's been good.
So you're playing Sunday for sure.
We'll see.
We're not there yet.
I'm taking it day by day still, but I feel a lot better.
Yeah. We'll see.
Line him up.
Understand. I do want to see him. We'll see, Steiny. And now at this point with the red and gold this year, you just hope he doesn't re-aggravate something if he is under center against Jacksonville.
This is more
Brock Purdy on how the thing's healing, the toe?
I liked my progress last week with where I was at and in terms of feeling better, getting better. And so it was just a day-by-day decision. It's the same thing this week. But, I mean, it's no secret. Like, it's been 2.5 weeks or so. And just overall, man, my toe's healed up. It's gotten better. And so when Eddie hit the game-winning field goal, yeah, I could jump a little bit. So I was good enough to do that.
Come on.
Oh, he jumped.
Well, he also jumped to throw the worst pass of the season.
Grandy and I had fun with that, Stani. That's something I've never seen.
That was
something
weird.
Out of a Mario Kart video game, Stani. That was doink. Weird. That was so weird. Anyway.
Yeah. So I don't know. I think he's trending toward playing, but we'll see.
Got a game after that. That like this is a doubleheader almost, it feels like.
This is more Purdy talking about if he's gotten enough practice time in.
Definitely. Just dropping back and throwing and feeling good about, you know, playing the position of quarterback. And, you know, for me, it's still a day-by-day thing, you know, going up to game time and see how I feel. But I really do think that it's been good progress, good work, and I just feel better overall just with my body and mentally of attacking this game plan and being ready. If I'm able to go.
All right, that's Brock Purdy.
Mm.
We'll find out Sunday.
Yeah. And like I said, I got my Mac Jones fix in a Kyle Shanahan offense for 2 games, Donnie. I do want to see Brock back under there. And I'm sure Kyle does in the rest of the game.
All right, I guess we got another caller.
Uh-oh.
We got another caller. Hello. Oh. Hey, Mom. How's it going?
Hey.
Oh, boy.
Come on, I want a better greeting than
that. Yeah, that's your mama, Stani.
Hey, Mom. How you doing?
Hey, my son. I'm doing okay. If I'd be any better, I'd be a twin.
So what's going on?
Mom,
I got to drop dime on you. I'm sorry.
Oh.
Why?
So I'm going to tell everybody that I gotta tell people.
I have no pride.
All right. Mom texted me on Monday and she said, "Oh my God, I'm so sorry. I forgot your birthday." And I'm like, "Yeah, it's Friday,
bro." All right.
Now the whole world knows, even the Bay Area, that I could be losing it.
Yeah. like mother, like son. You know what I mean? Hey, Mom, Guru just tried to tell me that Moonchild is a sign of the Zodiac. You see what I got to deal with, Mom?
No, it's, I don't think
Mom,
so.
Mom, you know, you're my
son. You know, I love you and have your back, but I don't know. I don't think so.
But I got it in front of me. It's under the umbrella of Cancer. So a Cancer can also be referred to as Moonchild. So,
really?
Yeah, you learned something today. A Moonchild, Mom.
Yeah.
Refers to a person born under the zodiac sign of Cancer, as Cancer is the sign ruled by the moon, making it the ultimate moon child in astrology.
Oh, my. Are you into astrology, Guru?
A little bit. No, older I get, Mom, I'm trying to tap back into it.
I'm so crazy about you, but you know what? The last time I was on the West Coast, you were like, you went AWOL.
Yes, you did, Goo.
You know what? Some things were going on. Mom, I needed this call today. You're right. I had some things going on family-wise, and I wasn't there, and I didn't want to be a poo-poo around you. I should have called you.
Yeah, well, that's okay. I still love you, and it's not a shame thing. I just wanted you to know that. So the next time, we can get
no
together.
Doubt, I'm there.
Okay.
And I'm going to say this to you. Let me say this to you. Your son and I got in a big fight on air Monday, but I've since apologized, and we're going to go have fun after the show. And in life, some of the best relationships are when you do apologize. You know what I mean?
Yes. It's like a cleansing, isn't it?
I feel friends, exactly. So does he. I'm looking at him.
No, you're right. Even if you don't mean it.
you're the best, Mom.
What do they say? Fake it till you make it,
exactly,
right?
Exactly. What do you got going this weekend, Mom?
Well, I have a couple things going.
Yeah.
But nothing too eventful. I'm having dinner tonight with some friends.
Nice.
And at this very moment, I'm sitting in my digs with my favorite surrogate daughter, Erin Belsterling.
Oh, hi, Erin. How are you?
Hi, Erin. Happy birthday, buddy.
Thank you, Erin. Wow. Oh, my gosh. This is so nice.
I adore your mumsy.
Yeah, she's the best. And
she
so
is
was
the best.
And so was yours.
Oh, thank you. We're very lucky, aren't we?
Yes, we are. No doubt about it.
Yes, we are. Blessed.
Yeah.
Levels. Yeah. We hope you have a great birthday, Matt.
Thank you.
Have fun for yourself.
Thank you so much.
And
all right.
And the other coincidence is it's her dad's birthday today too. Bucky was born. You
okay.
have this. You share the same birthday.
Oh, wow. That's,
so
I
it's
didn't know
kinda,
that.
It's cool. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll explain to everybody back here after you get off. You know that connection.
Okay. So we're on the air, right?
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh God. All right. Well, to all the Bay Area friends from everybody in PA,
Mom,
we love you even out here.
Mom, do me one favor. Give me
okay.
an E A G L E S. Give me one, Mom.
E-A-G-L-E-S. Eagles.
All right. Now everybody can't
love
stand you.
You.
Now everybody can't stand you out here. But love you, Mom. I'll talk to you this weekend.
Love you, too. Bye-bye, right. Bye, guys.
Oh,
bye.
Man.
Thanks, Mom.
That's pretty good.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station, and the home of the Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from Laughing Monk, Righteously Brewed, Laughing Monk Studios, which is Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. Yeah, the young woman with my mom, her mom and my mom were best friends, and her mom passed last year, and her dad passed about 5 years ago. So, but they're doing great.
Yeah, she's got company. That's awesome, man. People calling out, showing out for you. That's what it's about.
It's nice. It's definitely nice. Okay, where do you want to go here, Goo?
Football.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you be a little more specific? You want to talk about Pearsall?
Let's talk about Pearsall.
He's good.
Did you really mean what you said about IU?
Well,
you've
right.
always been
now
down
that you,
on IU.
Okay. Go. Now that you
he's balling.
Have brought Monday to the fore.
Okay.
There was something that really bothered me on Monday.
I shocker, but you got to tell me.
It was the idea that I came in not wanting to celebrate the 49ers win. Because let me tell you what happened. I got to tell you what happened.
Right.
9 o'clock, I pop into the studio with Shasky and Spadoni. And
right.
I go, Shasky, Pearsall is great. And he goes, yeah, I kind of like him. I'm like, dude, he's Steve Largent.
Number 80.
A little bit of a hot take,
yeah.
Obviously. And he's like, oh, Steiny, come on. I was like, yeah, I know, but man, he's faster.
Largent was a bad dude.
I know he was. He was one of the greatest of all time. So I was being a little hyperbolic, which of course I'm allowed to do, but you're not in my book. But I was coming in, I'm like, Pearsall, he's like Largent. He's faster than you think. He's got great hands. I don't know if he's as precise a route runner, because that was what Steve Largent did incredibly well. And I get it. He's only played nine games. I was having some fun, but I was feeling good about the Niners that day.
And I'm being real, since we're being open and honest, 90. You know, when I fight, I just throw stuff that I don't mean. So I threw that in there. But you were happy about the Niners 3-0 start. But I'll give you a little trivia on your birthday. You brought up Steve Largent. Can you name two of his quarterbacks that he caught passes from?
Yeah, Jim Zorn and David Craig.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. I'm tapped in.
I don't think Kitty would have been able to get that.
No.
Do you see how old school quarterback?
He just told us he's in his 30s.
I mean, I know Steve Largent. I don't know who.
Well, he's closer to 40.
No gloves. I know that.
No, yeah, never. Never.
And you know, Dave Craig, what honor he holds. David Craig, quarterback. Number 17, Seattle Seahawks.
He's got an odd,
he's got a stat.
I don't know.
It's not a good stat.
Most interceptions in a season?
Most fumbles from NFL
quarterback. I thought that was Roman Gabriel.
Man, look at that. That's a great call.
I like Pearsall a lot, but you know what? See, and this is where again, Mark Willard, a guy like Mark Willard, is why he's a better person than me, because Pearsall's really his guy. Willard likes Pearsall.
But why are you giving him? And Will's our guy.
No, because he
just said it first.
Yeah, he said it first.
I remember too.
But the reason Willard's better than me is because he'll allow me to also claim Pearsall if I'm on the same bandwagon, whereas I would never allow him to do that if I had discovered Pearsall first. So that's why, Willard's a better guy than me.
But you understand that's why there's 50, 60, 70,000 people rooting for the same entity. You get so territorial with players and teams.
Yeah, I know.
There's more the merrier. So
no, I don't
we
think
can
so.
All like Ricky Pearsall. It's
I would rather like a guy, have everybody else hate
and
him,
that,
and then 2 years later, everybody realizes that I was right.
Hey, nobody asking. I know Kenny's like, come on, go get back to sports. I had to make a stop at Foster City, Redwood City yesterday. Meet my girl Jewel. I had to pick something up. At the Grill House.
That's the one from the Olympic Club?
Yeah.
Okay. That's and funny who she
in,
is. Nobody knows who she is.
Jewel, she does a lot for the community here in San Francisco, and she put on and helped with the Petnelli golf tournament that they have every year for autism, the Bay Area chapter.
All right.
So she's just a gem. And I went and met her. I had to pick something up at the Grill House in Redwood City. So I walk in. I'm loud, naturally. Four people come up to me and say, are you Guru? We listen to the show every day. One guy told me to give you a knuckle sandwich. Older white guy.
See, that's the other thing.
No, but he did say it, but I go, that's my guy. But then they come tell me, that's Willard's spot. So we take a picture, Mark Willard.
Okay.
And then I send it to Will. He was on air. But they love the station and the host.
What did Willard have to do with this?
He had been there about a week ago.
Trying to steal your thunder.
No, that was his, that's his neck of the woods. Shout out Redwood City.
His neck of the woods is Marin.
Well, Foster City, too.
He doesn't get the whole peninsula and Marin. Nobody gets that much.
They knew him, but they brought you up. Anyway.
Yeah.
Jewel
they brought
hello.
Me up because somebody wanted to punch me in the face. What a friend.
Yeah.
What a friend.
I go, hey, you must have been listening Monday.
There was one thing I wanted to just ask our listeners, because look, our listeners are heavy into football with the Niners and Warriors, obviously Giants. If you're like a major sports fan, okay, do you have any interest in the Ryder Cup? Like, let's say you're not typically someone who watches a lot of golf,
and which is me, but I'm in.
But that's what I would say. If you're not into golf, but you kind of want to check it out, you got to check out the Ryder Cup.
And why do we stink? And is Scheffler, is Jordan,
we're
or
selfish.
Tiger?
That's
why can't we get it? Why can't he take us to the promised land? Or is he just one like Devers in the lineup? Like you said, Guru, baseball's only one guy. Like, why do we stink?
Okay, we don't quite stink, but Europe pretty much owns us. We haven't won in Europe since 93, but we're not in Europe this time. We're in New York. But you know how on a Saturday, you'll go watch golf, and they'll say, Scheffler, from 115 yards, it's going to be a gap
wedge. Pretty good.
Right. It's not like that. It's cheering. It's bantering. There's like a lot.
So nobody's taking it serious?
Oh, my God. No, that's why we don't win. We don't know how to compete like Europeans in golf when it's a team game, period. That's the bottom line.
Wow.
And the other thing is, what do you make of this? So if you get selected to the European team, it's an honor. You play and you get paid squat. They don't get paid.
So you're doing it for your country.
We get paid. Our guys have to get paid.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. So let me just ask you a question. You got one team that's playing for free and another team that needs money. What team you think's hungrier? What team do you think really wants to win?
I got it. I get your drift. But.
All right. And, like, Scheffler already lost today in the team competition, I believe. It was him and they got beat.
So who's the captain or coach of these?
Keegan Bradley for the U.S. team.
So has he been for the last couple years? Do we need to look into him like we need to look into Melvin?
Pick a different captain. It happens every 2 years. They pick a different captain. I guess you could be a captain two times in a row, but this is Bradley's first.
Well, it sounds like we're not taking it like, hey, yeah, you guys own
Henley.
Us, but we don't care.
What's
sounds
that?
Like Americans
time.
Are saying, yeah, you guys own us, but we don't play like this.
That's right.
It's kind of beneath us.
Well, he's not sharing everything, though, because Keegan Bradley did say it's all about we. I've never felt closer to a group or people in my entire life.
So what is going on with the golf to where they're just handing it to us?
You know, there are some aspects, I'm being honest, there's some aspects of this that I don't quite understand, but there's an aspect, this is where I'm going to need dibs a little later. Right. Maybe I might have some call in. There's teamwork involved in this event.
I love
because
it.
You have to, like, you can't just play your game. You have to take into consider, like, let's say it's me and you. We're a team. And you have a strength that when you get to 100 yards in, you're automatic. Like, you're gonna give yourself a shot at a birdie.
It's called strategy, Stein.
Okay, so now and they have alternate shot.
What?
I think. So my shot, if I can't get it onto the green, I need to put the ball to 100 yards away to set up your strength.
Let's go.
Well,
what?
U.S. guys they're not used to playing that way. They don't play that way. Like, a U.S. guy doesn't think like that. They would think like, well, my next shot's got to be 200 yards because I like to be at 120, not 100. So they got to change just a little bit because the next shot isn't theirs. It's their playing partners who's got different strengths and weaknesses. And there's a teamwork element that many feel Europeans do much better than the U.S. players because they play a lot more like this in Europe, like match play type stuff.
Well, okay, that was well said. And I'm crazy, but I'll do this. It sounds like you're telling me a solo tennis act, let's just say Johnny McEnroe, takes so much pride in his solo act and winning Wimbledon and all that stuff, and then you ask Johnny Mac to go play doubles, he's going to go play. But I don't feel like that fire inside is burning.
Right, because they're selfish.
And that might be
I'm playing a role here. But they're
take some pride, and you're getting a check.
Well, this is where I need dibs, and Willard too. They're better at golf than me, but I do think those
at
are some of the
game of golf.
I didn't say that.
Oh,
I said their knowledge, their knowledge of the game.
I just
Dibley's been a golf guy for his whole life. I've only been a golf guy for 10 or 15 years, so his
expertise
is dwarfs mine. Dwarfs mine. In fact, let me give you a little. Here you go. I texted him yesterday because I wanted some factoids.
This is you text who?
Dibs.
All right.
I was asking him about the Ryder Cup and why and how Europe's dominance have been, and he said Europe has won 8 of the last 11 overall. The U.S. is 9-12-1 overall since the format change. It used to be the U.S. against, I think, Great Britain.
Okay.
Now it's all of Europe, or it used to be England, and now it's all Europe. U.S. is 7-4 at home, but 2-8 on the road. I don't know what it is.
And is our home course, is it always in New York, or can it be in Cali?
Anywhere in the United States.
But we stink.
Who?
The U.S.
Well,
so it starts today, or did
it started? Yeah, it started this morning.
And Scheffler's, what did you say?
He lost. In his team match. No, they're not eliminated. They're down like 3-1 after the morning matches. There's still a lot to go, but anyway. I see Stewart on the other side. I'm going to get to his call if he can hold on.
We got to get some hardcore sports.
Okay. Fair enough. Hey, I'll tell you what. Let me tell you where it's at this weekend. Laughing Monk Brewing. We're going back there this Sunday in Sunnyvale for the kickoff show. Great food, great drinks, great games. We'll have games in the parking lot, and here's the thing, we have a free shuttle that goes from Laughing Monk Brewing to Levi Stadium. The show starts at 10, Evan Giddings, Lo Neal, all the early games are going to be on for you to watch, and if you're going to the game, here it is, a free shuttle. It's going to take you to and from the stadium, and it's free. The first one sold out, and now we've added a second bus, so that's good for you guys, and All you do is park at Laughing Monk, hang out for a while, enjoy the games, listen to Evan and Lowe, have a couple beers, and then the next thing you know, you're off to the game on the shuttle. All you have to do to sign up is go to 957thegame.com, click on the kickoff show graphic, and then click on the Eventbrite link, and that's how you sign up. We're going to be down there again for the early game starting at 10 o'clock. And what's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Help me out with a Ryder Cup. That segment brought to you by LifeSource Water Systems.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
She's got great genes. Her mom lived till 97. She's at 87.
And that
she
explains still plays you.
She still plays some golf.
She that explains you, bro.
It's that Italian blood.
Look at you.
He's an Italian.
Yeah.
I'm half Italian.
He's an Italian.
I relate more to being Italian.
My dad's mother, Inez Johnson, lived to 100.
Oh, my.
100.
Well, did you hear about, what's her name? The human fossil from that college, the nun, sister somebody. She's 107 now.
Come on, man.
She's part of the school that's been to the NCAA tournament a couple times. Sister Jean?
Yeah, not St. Mary's, but it's, what is it? In Chicago. Loyola?
Yeah, I think you're right.
Loyola Marymount?
Anyway, she's still alive, but she's stepping away from
Loyola Chicago. That's
whatever the hell she was doing. Like, as their number one fan, I don't know. But yeah, she's 107, I think.
What do you do? What does your day look like at 107?
I think you sit around a lot.
Yeah, no, I get you. Like, it,
you know, you sit around a lot. You,
give me that.
You take things in and watch a game or two.
107, guys.
106.
106.
Oh, 106, then she might be up and around moving.
Cowboys might have a Super Bowl by then.
It's over.
106. Damn. That's a blessing.
A couple texts here from the YouTube chat. It would be radio gold today if Harry called in. Harry said he may call in to talk to Guru at some point.
So we're not speaking. Harry's not talking right now.
Right now. He's like, Harry should call in. And he emailed me and said, maybe at some point I will. He's not ready yet. And then secondly, from Four Chips, Steiny, let me be as clear and concise as humanly possible. Nobody cares about the Ryder Cup. I don't know. Let's go to Stuart. Stuart's on 680. Hey, Stuart, how you doing, man?
What's up, gentlemen? How you doing today?
Doing well, thanks. What do you got for us?
I was watching Keegan Bradley the other day on an interview, and I never thought about this before. He said one of the biggest issues they have is the ball, and everyone plays with a different ball, so you have different compression, you have different spin rates, and that was an aspect that I never thought about. That because when you're playing the four ball, you're using whoever's driving the ball is using that one ball.
Yes.
And then the second player has to use that same ball. And
right.
If they're not used to the compression style or the spin rate, it's going to be different. So that's
makes
why
sense.
They struggle a little bit.
That makes sense.
But that's, hey, I love it.
Dude,
but
these guys are so good, that makes a difference.
But the Europeans are, that sounds soft. Give me that.
Well, if the shoe fits.
You ever play hoop and the guy blames the ball? You're somewhere like, this ball. It's like, come on, man. Is that what you... Okay, you ain't having a bad day. It's the ball. I get it. Come on.
I'd play basketball anywhere, anytime, any place, but there had to be a net.
What about the metal nets?
That's
we
fine.
Had one in the union.
That's fine. Chain nets are great if they're intact.
A good tempo.
I don't mind a chain net, but can't play without it. Without a net. Let's jump back into the Niners a little bit. We're doing a little bit of everything.
I got to read this from our former board op, Brian, the one with the twins.
The one with the twins. Okay, tall, he goes, Brian.
Yeah. Now that you two made up, I do think you are getting ahead of yourself with Kyle on track to be the greatest coach in Bay Area sports history with being 3-0. I wasn't getting ahead of myself. I just honestly said this has the ingredients because of all the injuries. If this were to keep up, that this would be something in a season to be remembered, and it would be a hell of a coaching job. Then he says Ricky Pearsall can also be Brandon Ayuk. Ricky Pearsall's off to a great start, and Brandon Ayuk is still good. So, I mean, I some people need to clean out their ears, and that's why you took that the wrong way. We had a beautiful show set up.
Let's go to Mike in Santa Clara. Let's go to Mike. Mike wants to talk about the Niners, but let's hope he doesn't think Kyle Shanahan has done the greatest. Hey, Mike, what's up?
What's up, guys? All haven't talked to you since I saw you at the summit.
Yeah.
So been busy with the baby.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's a good way to be busy.
And Steiny. Yeah, exactly. And Steiny, happy 61, man.
Thank you, man.
You don't
appreciate
even look
it.
Like it whatsoever. You look like you're freaking 40.
Sweet.
So,
let's see how I look at the cafeteria today.
Yeah, exactly. And wait until you have a couple pops with Guru later.
Exactly.
So. Exactly. So, and by the way, before I get to the Niners, the Ryder Cup thing, look, I'm a golfer myself. I just think in general that, with that, the European side of it, you know, if you think about it with soccer and everything like that, they're more team oriented than I think than we are in the U.S., you know, because
totally
we have a
agree.
Lot more individual sport. So I think that's where it really comes down to. I mean, I don't know if they go in there and they talk about how they're going to strategize and anything, but I think it's more team-oriented on the European side. Regarding the Niners, you know, I think that we're going to still be good in this case. You know, even after the Bosa injury, I want to see Williams. And after I saw the game, this last game, you know, he looked like a game-changer in a lot of ways. Especially on that line, just making those plays, just going after the running back, just stuffing the inside, but also on the exterior as well. I think that, you know, we don't need to make a move for a Bosa replacement. I just think, you know what, if it really comes down to it, give it like a few more weeks, and then that's when we really look at and seeing if what moves we need to do. It's still too early to really actually like do anything, and that's really wanted to say. And Guru, I have a question for you, brother.
Yes, sir.
And this is not condescending whatsoever, man. But what do you think of your Cowboys so far? And I really do actually mean that, just because with the Jerry Jones situation and the Parsons, you know, the whole thing. I'm just curious what your thoughts are.
Yeah, and Mike, I appreciate you bringing that up because I'm convinced. You know, that had something to do with Monday, too.
If there's a part of you that believes that, I've been with you 8 years, and you know I'm not that guy. Come on,
it's a tough loss.
I hide and keep everything.
It's a really tough loss
for
the Cowboys.
I'm going to say this. It is so disappointing to have the back end of a defense be football dumb. And that's what Dallas is dealing with, guys that can't judge the ball in the air. So Brian Schottenheimer, Steiny, if you ever heard him talk or do an interview, I know we're not in Texas radio, it's incredible. I will buy what he's selling. I love what the running game is doing with Williams. I love what the O-line is doing. So can they win Sunday? I don't expect them to. But after Cleveland beat everybody's Super Bowl pick, and yours too, the Green Bay Packers, anything's possible. But 1-2, this is what you deserve when you give up Micah. I think that is, you have to pay the price for being dumb. I'll just leave that there.
All right.
How about this, Cowboys? Yeah!
And I'm mad I even watched that damn doc. Add something new to it.
What doc?
Of the gambler with Jerry Jones from 30 years ago.
When's that on?
Well, it's been out. Oh. And everybody made Netflix. A big deal. But thank you, Kenny. But nothing new's been added. Like, think about it. The Niners haven't, but they've been since 94
you know
three
what?
Times. Dallas has not got to an NFC East, NFC championship game since 95.
Can you see?
And you guys are going crazy with this old crap. I want to say another word. This old crap. And then the dude, the old man, trades one of the best defensive ends in the game. I really want to say some stuff.
Go ahead. And this is this.
I'm tired of getting pushed around.
You know what? And I also think this is a small part of it too. And even though I think everybody knows Goo's a Cowboy fan. That's dynamite. Not as many people know. You know, I like the Eagles. I think that's playing into this too.
What?
That I get to come in every Monday and my Eagles just, they're a machine.
Oh, now they're your Eagles.
And they're my
Stop.
Eagles. They are my
when
Eagles.
When they lost to Tampa in the playoffs and Sirianni you know lost the locker room, you weren't claiming them.
He never lost the locker room. Ever.
It was reported.
Yeah.
But I'll give you that. He bounced back.
You and Willard should take that reverse victory lap with your Sirianni takes.
Dude was crying during the national
That's right.
anthem.
Called Passion. Hey, Sports Talk on 95.7 The Game is presented by Paramount Plus. Sylvester Stallone is back in the original hit series Tulsa King. This season, Dwight faces his most dangerous adversary, forcing him to fight for everything he's built and to protect his empire. Watch the new season of Tulsa King. It's now streaming exclusively on Paramount Plus. Sly.
He's 79 and still acting.
Is he 79?
79. I'm staring right at it.
Time for Rocky 11.
Ah, yeah.
I think Rocky already died.
Rocky died in the movies?
In Creed, right? Isn't
no.
he dead by then?
No.
Oh, Guru's annoyed. Oh, my God. Like
Evan would probably get mad at me, too.
No, my God. What's my dad doing?
Rocky's not dead.
Where did that come
so
from?
So he still theoretically could get another title shot.
Theoretically.
Man.
You ever watch Tulsa King?
No, it's great. It Norm watches it.
Did you say no one watches it?
Norm.
Oh, Norm.
So I'm just, Al Pacino, Steiny, he set the bar. He's 82 and had twins. I'll leave that
what?
There. Yep. Al Pacino putting it in.
Oh, God. You're the worst. You're
putting in work.
You're the worst.
But seriously.
Yeah, you said what you said.
Yeah. But he had twins.
Hey, J.J. Redick extended. We know you like the Lakers, too.
What Yay! Are you gonna Please. Come on, man. What do you think of him?
I don't like him. I don't like him. I mean, yeah, I don't dislike him. Not a huge fan. He's a big... J.J. Redick's a big J.J. Redick fan.
All right, let's do this real quick.
I don't like his.
Give me your top three coaches in the league not named Kerr. If you had to go say, you're running my team, confidence, the 1, 2, 3, I'll give you mine.
Why don't you go first? Because I got to think. But it sounds like you had your three in mind. I see one right there, easy. No Kerr, you said?
Yeah, no Kerr.
Okay.
Give me your three. Stine's
I'll take him.
Three.
Hold on one sec.
No, take your time.
Let's talk about something else real quick so I can look at all the... here's why I like to look at all the teams.
All right, and I'm going
to
ask
I like
you
to
something.
Get the NBA standings up there.
Listen, you
and
asked
then I
about...
I can look at every team.
You asked about what the morning guys talked about in regard to how you ranked this weekend, the Kuminga situation.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. The Melvin. But the more I just keep going back to Melvin, Steiny. you can't understand. I know where you are on this, but the more I hear you talk and conversate and respond to me about Bo Mel and the Giants managerial situation, just honestly, give me a number on 1 through 10 how surprised you'd be if they did move on from Bo Mel.
Right now, today. A 10 would be shocked?
Yeah. Yeah.
A 4.
So
no, no, four or five. Yeah, like right in the middle.
So you could see how they could move on then.
Yeah, it's within the realm of possibilities. Okay. I would consider it. Let me see here. I'm about ready.
All right, I got.
I'm about ready to give you my list. Oh yeah, of course. You know what? I'll start with number three.
Number three.
Thank you.
Yep, I think I can go with this list now. Number three, Rick Carlisle. I used to not like him as much as I do now,
okay.
But I like Rick Carlisle. Two straight years in the Eastern Conference Finals. Got to give it to Rick Carlisle. Number two. And he was nudging number one.
Go ahead.
Chris Finch. Chris Finch, back-to-back Western Conference Finals appearances.
Way to be objective.
Chris Finch.
Decision-making was diabolical.
By the way, I talked to him this weekend. Because it was a big alumni weekend at Franklin and Marshall. Eric Spoelstra. He's still at the top of my list.
You got him there, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, keep in mind, Kerr can't be on this list.
Right. Gotcha.
All right. So who are yours?
All right. So number three, Jay Kidd. All right.
Okay.
Number two. And you're going to take a victory lap, Spoelstra. I hated on him, but nah, he's for real, Steiny. And number one, you had him at three, but mine is Carlisle.
Sound like you ran out of names there.
No. I actually wanted to add a couple.
Rick Carlisle.
Yeah, he's for real.
No, I like Rick Carlisle a lot now.
Now,
I just hate the way he thinks – no coach in the history of the NBA should have ever been fired.
I can't stand
about coaches.
J.B. Bickerstaff, Donnie, I think he's better than a lot of people give him credit for. When you hear that name, what do you say? Just another guy?
No.
His daddy was in it. I'm just like, man.
Yeah.
They're rolling. The
verdict's still out for me on him. I don't think he's, you know, he's like, when I think of coaches sometimes. Like a guy like that, not him, but I'm like, I don't know. And it seems like he's just totally run of the mill. Now, I'm not saying that about J.B. Bickerstaff. I just feel like there's a million coaches.
Oh, my God, Steiny, who did I give you? I left out my number one. I gave you Carlisle, Spoelstra, and my number one, I messed up, was Tyronn Lue.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
So you did see something. Yeah, Tyronn Lue is my number one. You say what to that? Lue's a real one, Steiny.
Lost in the first round last.
Okay,
year.
But if you had,
just saying.
Hey, let me ask you guys a question.
Definitely,
since we're talking about coaches,
Adelman's kid.
Do you think that Bay Area? Do you think Warrior fans feel the opposite about Steve Kerr? Because a lot of people love Steve Kerr coming in, and then
what would you not like now about Kerr? To that question, I would like to ask the people.
Well, I feel like the rotation, you know, some of the rotations that he puts out there, some of the minutes that he gives guys that he doesn't give other guys, the whole Kuminga thing.
But hasn't that all manifested into, if anything rotation-wise, is about Kuminga? So those would be Kuminga stands. Nobody's arguing about Moody's minutes. Nobody, I used to. Nobody's arguing about Pods. So who could Kenny be talking about, or any Warrior fan saying, outside of Kuminga,
no
minutes?
No, it's bigger. It's bigger than that. The way I would look at it, and I think that's, look, 5 years ago or 3 years ago, yeah, he's got to be the best coach in the league. But I think.
No doubt.
But what if I said this? How's Kerr handled the last 3 years after the 2022 title? There, I think it's fair to. There's a lot of discussion.
But
you can have
to
there.
Deal with something that went viral
what?
That crippled their season, which he's now saying is a punch.
He's
and they still made the playoffs
that.
And made it
but
to the second round. I
but
got
he's
you.
Partly responsible
okay, no,
for that.
I got you.
He's partly responsible for
no
enabling
doubt.
Draymond Green
nope.
over
okay.
the last three or
but,
four years.
But that's up top his, two upstairs.
Yeah, well, that's
but
not
that's
good.
One of the 3 years. Then last year. They were in it, won game one, and your best player, who was going to lead you to the promised land, tweaks his hammy. So I'm being fair, Steiny. It ain't been ugly. It ain't been the Giants not making the offs. How about that?
I think there's a lot of fair criticism that can be leveled on Steve Kerr, and it doesn't mean he's not a great coach, but
he's a made man.
I mean, the coach
of a dynasty.
Okay, how's he handled the young guys the last 3 years? Let's be real.
How these aren't Patrick Ewing's coming out of Georgetown young guys.
Okay, so you think he's developed guys well?
Now that's the story. That's exactly what I'm saying.
The last 3 years, should he have done something different?
But if you didn't have Steph Dre and now Jimmy Butler or Klay Thompson when he was going,
anybody could win with those guys.
I think Kuminga would have got. Hey, go out there and let's see what you got.
Well, then he's got to be. You got to hold it against Kerr for Kuminga. You have to if that's the way you're looking at it.
I look at Kuminga. I'm not saying he's a finished product, but I look at Kuminga like I've seen enough for him under Kerr. To ask her, why are we not seeing more? Why did he hold it down when Wiggins was out? And then this is how you reward him. Wiggins comes back, night-night.
That's part of it. Draymond was
dealing with the back issue. Kuminga was balling. Draymond comes back, is night-night. Like, I'm just saying, I'm Team Kuminga on...
Kuminga and Team Kerr.
Well, I can when Kuminga holds it down, and then his reward is when guys come back, he's for afterthought.
Right. That's a criticism of Kerr, for sure. I mean, like, I think a fair criticism about Steve Kerr is, do you think that he caters too much to the veterans in the last 3 years? My answer would be, I could see people thinking that.
But he comes from that school, I believe.
Well, that's fine. But
how'd
Phil Jackson do late in his career when he didn't care?
Well.
I'm just saying, like, yes, Steve Kerr's got 4 titles. He's going to go down. He's going to the Hall of Fame, all that stuff. I'm talking about 23, 24, and 25. What kind of job do you think he did there? I think he did pretty, like, kind of an ordinary job. The last 3 years, they've been 46, 44, 48.
Do you think they're better than that?
I would think they should have been better than those.
But I guess what I'm saying, when you get to the plateau and the status of 4 chips.
But that's what I mean. I said the last 3 years.
Yeah, I got you.
I just said the last 3 years.
But we got what's bugging you at 2, and I don't want to blow it for me, Stoney. But I guess I'm just, and it goes with Shasky and Spadoni and you, this conversation this morning during the morning crossover is, can guys really play themselves out of, you know, the Hall of Fame? I'm hearing Tony Gonzalez, this is hashtag random, and we can get into it on the side a little bit, tell me that Russell Wilson's playing himself out of the Hall of Fame.
You mean like Buster Posey?
What about Aaron Rodgers? Add Aaron Rodgers to that damn list. Don't just put it in Russell Wilson. And can you play yourself out of that? We all know this dude, Russell Wilson's on the back 9. Just like Kerr's 3 years, even if you want to go bad, they can't tarnish what's already been completed, the Picasso, I believe.
Okay, so,
and the 2022 championship.
Even if you think Steve Kerr's lost his fastball, you got to keep going with him just because he's won 4 titles with a group 3 years ago.
I think the score of how good or great of a coach is, it's 11-4. You could add on 2 runs, it's 11-6, but he's still winning going away.
All right, I'll tell you.
That's how I feel.
Yeah, it's great. And you know what? And a different coach might have been able to get more out of the team the last 3 years. A different coach may have developed younger players to a better degree than...
Do you really feel that way?
Yes! It's not... yes! But I understand it.
With the OGs in their way, how it is now, Steph, Dre, and now Jimmy, it was Klay... Those young guys always had that barrier in their way.
Right, and Kerr never enabled both to succeed at the same time. There have been a lot of teams that had great veterans, and they sprinkle young athletic guys in, and it's not all or nothing. It's the mix works, and he has been unable to find the right mix between the old guys and the young guys in the last 3 years.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.